You are listening to a message from Victory. We hope it inspires you to honor God and make disciples in your community.
Set apart. Yan po yung ating next, yan po yung ating series today. Set apart. Doon po sa video, sabi doon, we have been set apart. But before we understand that we are set apart, we also need to understand that God is actually set apart. And so today we'll be talking about the holiness of God. Next week we'll be talking about holiness that we get from Him. That is our justification on how the Lord has blessed us, okay, and forgiven us. And then the week after that, we'll be with Him, which is actually talking about the sanctification, the continuous walk and growth in the Lord. And the last part of that will be the glorification, wherein we will all be like Him. That is the goal of Jesus for all of us, to be more like Him. And so today, we'll be talking about holiness of God. Ang tanong po natin, karamihan po sa atin, we all aspire to be really good at the things that we do. Di po ba? You know, if you're an actor, you want to be the best actor. You want to be able to win the best actor ng ano yung award date sa Philippines? PAMAS Award. No? Gusto mo matap mo si Nora Honor o si Vilma Santos. No? And if your craft is in business, you want to be, you know, talagang ikaw yung top, you know, cream of the crop. Ikaw yung, you're set apart. You're high up, hindi ka average. Okay, you're uncommon. Whether you be in, you know, if you're a student, you want to make sure, and as a student, you want to excel in everything that you do. In everything, and you know, as a husband, as a father, everything that we do, there is something in us that would want to be set apart. That's what we want. We want to be someone that is better than the rest. We do not want to be like the common person lang, okay? Pero when you think about it, the problem with that is when as soon as you reach the point of where you think you are already on the top, then you realize there are more things you do not know and there are more people that know better than you. And you just get it gets really frustrating. But then another problem with that is sometimes we think that we are the standard. We think that ito dapat yung gagawin mo, and we judge people according to our own standard. And yet today we will learn that ang standard dapat natin hindi tayo, but si God. And we need to understand ano being standard ni God and how high is this standard. Are we able to actually meet the standard that God has given us? Kaya nga yung holiness po yung pag-uusapan natin today. But the question is this, no? Merong isang nagsabi, is holiness a passe? Is holiness passe? Or is holiness uso pa ba yan? O laos na? Outdated na ba yung holiness? Ang holiness ba para lang doon sa mga tao na talagang nagsisimba araw-araw? Yung holiness ba para lang doon sa mga tao na naka-victory weekend na? Okay? Yun yung mga iniisip na tayo. Kaya pinag-uusapan yung holiness, meron nga isang tao, isang author ng book, sabi niya, the hole in our holiness. Kinumpare niya yung holiness to people who likes camping. No, meron daw mga tao na gustong-gustong mag-camping, gustong-gusto out of, talagang, dun sa forest, dun talagang walang masyadong tao, walang CR, walang tubig, tapos magpipitch ka ng tent, tapos maghuhukay ka, tapos magluluto ka. Alright? How many of you are like that here? You like camping out? Wow, ang dami. Good. Very good. I'm in the same crowd. Okay, pareho din yung kanina alauna. Wala rin po nagtaas ng kamay. Okay. Pareho po tayo. Kasi ako rin, ayoko ng camping. The only reason why I'm nagka-camping ako dahil I'm a kids pastor. And we have me and my dad camp. Sa totoo lang po, I can't even pitch my own tent. Okay, pagka po nagka-camp kami, lagi kong nagpapatulong sa ibang tao, please paki-pitch po yung tent ko. Elvin can attest to that, no? Nandun siya noon eh, in one of our me and my dad. Talaga hindi ko, camping is not my thing. Pero minsan, sabi ni Kevin DeYoung, kinukumpare natin niya sa holiness. Ang sinasabi natin, you know, yung holiness, hindi para sa akin yan. Yung holiness, para lang sa ibang tao yan. Pero para sa akin, okay na ako na nagsisimba ako. Okay na ako na meron akong relationship ka God. Okay na ako, okay na to. But yung when you talk about holiness, na meron pag ibang hinihingi si Jesus para sa buhay ko, aba ibang usapan na yun. Hindi para sa akin yun. May mga tao, kapag inausap mo sila, pag ang pinag-usapan, love and, you know, love, courtship and marriage, talagang umuusok yung mga ilong, no? Talagang ang dami nilang sinasabi. Or meron pag pinag-usapan naman yung end times, talagang ang dami nilang ideas, no? Pero pag pinag-usapan na yung holiness, yung ibang tao sa, hindi para sa akin yan. Sa ibang tao, pwede yan. Pero sa akin, hindi. Hindi yan. Is that really what God wants from us? Yung ba talaga yung sinasabi ni God? And when we hear the word holy, ang mga pumapasok sa isip natin, itong mga to, di ba? Minsan, pumapasok sa isip natin, holy water. No, kasi kailangan natin holy water. Alright? O minsan naman, itong bumapasok sa isip natin, holy Bible. No, kaya nga, iba sa inyo, ayaw nagbabasa ng Bible kasi feeling nyo, masusunog ako dyan. Na parang, hindi ko man lang mahawakan yan. You know, there are actually, still today, a lot of people who would not want to read the Bible simply because they think na masyadong holy yung Bible. Alright? Or, sigin natin, siya lang ang holy. Ang holy papa. No? And, or, ang holy lang yung church. So, pagka nasa church ka, holy ka, okay ka, you act differently, you talk differently, pero paglabas mo ng church, wala ka na sa holy place, okay ka na ulit. Pero is that really what we want to do? Okay? Is that what God is expecting of us? Ano ba yung talaga yung holiness? Ano ba talaga pag sinabi natin that God is holy? May I request everyone to please stand as we read a very short passage of scripture today. We'll be reading from Exodus chapter 15, verse 11. Ito bang sinasabi, who is like you, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like you, majestic in holiness, awesome in glorious deeds, doing wonders? Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we just thank you today. Thank you for your grace. Thank you that you are here with us. And Lord, I ask that you would open our hearts, open our minds to receive from you today. May we really understand, not even a full understanding, but just a little glimpse of what it means that you are holy and what is the implication of that in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You may now take your seats. You know, very interesting, this verse, okay, nung sinusulat to ni Moses. Moses wrote Exodus, the first five books of the Bible. And this was the time when he was, you know, talagang meeting with the Lord. And he was praying this, okay? And then he was saying, who is like you, O Lord, among the gods? Because really, when you think about it, God is like no other. You cannot compare God to anything or to anyone. Okay, nakita niyo buhay siya. He was growing up in Egypt. Nakita niyo ibang ang daming gods ng Egypt. And that's why when the Lord actually brought them out of Egypt, the Lord has to bring how many plagues? Can you remember? Ilang ano yung plagues? Ano yung plagues sa Tagalog? Salot? Okay, you understand naman what plague is. How many plagues do they get in Egypt? 10. Diba, there are 10 plagues. You know what that 10 stands for? That actually, those 10 plagues stands for the 10 different gods of Egypt. What God is saying is, I am doing all these things so that they will understand that there is no one like me. Okay? Ganun ginawa ni God. And this is what he's saying. Who's like you, majestic in holiness? Or pag iniisip mo talaga si God, wala talaga siya. He is so different from other gods. Actually, pag iniisip mo talagang, hindi mo talaga siya pwede i-compare. Alright? This is what R.C. Sproul said. Holy, when the word holy means separate. An ancient word that meant to cut or to separate or to a cut above something. O kapag yung things na ginagawa natin, we use the expression, it is a cut above the rest. But when we think of that, with our limited mind, okay, when pag iniisip natin, okay, separate si God. He's set apart. He is cut above the rest. Okay? Wala siyang katulad. Pero pag iniisip natin yun, iba pa rin yung bumapasok sa isipan natin eh. Di ba pag iniisip mo kung gano'ng kagaling at gano'ng kaganda at gano'ng ka-majestic si God. Pag iniisip mo ang pinakamagandang lugar na puntahan mo. If you can just imagine that for a minute. If you could just imagine the most beautiful sight you've ever seen in your life. Na-imagine nyo? Kasi ako madali ko lang imagine yun. Asawa ko yun eh. Madali yun. But the thing is, as much as I do not want to admit this, but God is so much greater and so much majestic. Hindi mo siya pwedeng i-compare to anything. Okay, score yun. Alright. Holiness of God. Let's go back to holiness. Ano ba ibig sabihin ng holiness of God? You know, when you think about it, the holiness of God really means He is set apart. Not only are we to be set apart, but God is set apart. God is unique. God is unparalleled. God is unrivaled. God is no other. There is no other like God. You cannot compare Him to anything. As much as we want, as much as we try, okay, to compare Him with anything. Because kaya masyadong limited yung mind natin, hindi natin makomprehend kung gaano siya ka-set apart, kung gaano siya kalayo, at kung gaano siya ka-majestic. Alright? Look at this verse. Samuel, verse Samuel 2:2. This is Hannah praying. Okay? After nung binigay ni Lord yung baby niya, there is none holy like the Lord, for there is none beside you. There is no rock like our God. Wala talaga. Sinasabi ni Hannah, you know, after the Lord has answered her prayer, after the Lord has given her the cry of her heart, ang sinasabi ni Hannah, Lord, there is no one like you. Okay, hindi ka pwede ikumpara sa mga other gods like this. Di ba yung iniisip mo yung mga ibang gods ng mga Egyptians, ang ibang gods ng mga other things. Pagka iniisip mo, ito yung mga naiisip mo lang. Kasi gusto natin, pagka iniisip natin si God, gusto natin meron tayong nakikitang picture. Gusto mo meron ka nararamdaman. Gusto mo meron ka nahahawakan. And as much as we try to do that, okay, hindi talaga pwede. Kasi nga, si God is far above than all these things. Pagka kinumpare mo lahat dyan, pinumpine mo lahat dyan, hindi pa rin masusurpass yung greatness ni God. Kaya ang hirap i-compare. Pero nga, kasi nga, limited yung mind natin. Here's another thing, okay, ano ibig sabihin ng set apart of holy? Holiness means that God, He is separated from sin, okay? There's no sin in Him. There's no impurity in God. He is holy and He is separated from all evil. He is devoted to do good in His own honor and glory. Yan ang sabi ni Dr. Wayne Grudem. Alright? So, yun yung holiness. Pero nga, pero again, pag sinabi natin that God is separated, that God is set apart, okay? Hindi pa rin talaga natin makomprehend yan. Let me just share with you this picture. Okay? Gaya nito, itong picture nito is a perfect pink diamond. Okay? It was auctioned in Hong Kong. Alright? And it was bought, it weighed 14.23 carat. Grabe. At 23.2 million US dollars. Pero pag inisip mo yan, pag sinabi mo, yan ang cut above the rest. Di ba? Cut above the rest yan. Pero when you think about it, there will be someone that will find another part or in another type of diamond that will top that. Di ba? Hindi talagang, meron talagang, kasi nga iniisip natin, pagka sinabi natin ngayon, ito yung set apart, pero meron pang mas makakasurpass dun eh. Kagaya nitong tao na to. Di ba? Akala nila na talaga sila na yung champion. No, that 2 championship, and then tinalo pa sila ni Duncan this year. Last year, no? This year. This year, thank you. Di ba, akala nila, imagine, 2 championship lang siya. Pero akala niya, siya yung cut above the rest. Until, pag iniisip niya itong tao na to. Siya, 2 championship. Larry Bird got 3 championship rings. Okay? Pero pag iniisip mo si Larry Bird, akala mo, siya na yung magaling. Until dumating si Magic Johnson. Now, Magic Johnson had 5 rings. Okay, 5 championship rings. So, sa isang finger. The same with Kobe Bryant. Diba, ito yung mga, pag inisip mo sa basketball, ito yung mga talagang set apart. Pero, pag inisip mo siya, okay, pag dito mo si Magic Johnson, okay, Kobe Bryant, eh, pag tinignan mo to, who can top him? Diba? 6 championship ring. 6 na championship ring. Akala niya okay na siya. Until nagtingin siya ng history at nakikita niya si Bill Russell. Bill Russell not only had 6 rings, but 11. 11 championship rings. Now, pag inisip mo, set apart yun. Diba, set apart siya, pero you know what? Maybe not in this lifetime, or not in his lifetime, but someone will surpass him. Okay, someone else will surpass him. Pero si God, no one can surpass him. He is holy. He is set apart. No one can be compared to God. He is set apart from all of His creation. He is so holy. He is so pure. Right? He is so holy. He is so pure. He is so set apart. Ang layo ni God sa atin. Ang layo niya. And yet, you know the amazing thing about it today? In the Old Testament, people in the Old Testament does not even want to mention the name of God. Do you know that? That when they tried to write the name of God, they would not write all the letters of God's name. Why? Because they revere His name so much. And yet today, how do we use God's name? We use it as a swear word. Because we do not understand how holy God's name is. God is so holy. He is set apart. Siya yung set apart. Pero dahil hindi natin masyadong maintindihan yan, kung gaano siya ka-set apart, God actually made the law, okay, para mas maintindihan natin kapag nakocross na natin yung line. Para makita na, ano ba ibig sabihin when we say that God is holy? Well, when you say that God is holy, sabi niya, you should not have any other gods beside Him. Pagka meron kang other God beside Him, you're no longer walking in His holiness. Okay? So, makikita natin yan, His holiness can also be seen in His justice. He made this, okay, yung justice ni God, when you think about it, God's holiness is displayed in His righteous judgment. Siya lang ang pwedeng mag-judge. Siya lang ang pwede, kasi He's the only standard. He's the perfect standard. He's the only person in the world that can say, this is wrong and that is not right. He is our standard. He is that holy. Okay? And everything, that's why He created the law. Okay? Para, pagka na-cross mo yung law, alam mo, you are not walking in His holiness. And to understand that, yung kanyang justice is pure and real. And hindi lang yun, perfect yung kanyang justice. Isaiah chapter 5 verse 16 says, but the Lord of hosts is exalted in justice. The holy God shows Himself holy in righteousness. He is holy. But His holiness can also be seen in His justice. And His justice is the righteous justice. Pinakita sa atin ni God, I am so holy, okay? I am so pure here at this side. If you can just imagine God here, okay? Everything that pertains to His holiness, everything that pertains to His purity, everything that pertains to all righteousness is here. And then He, and on the other side, tayo. Kasi pag tinignan mo yung holiness ni God, makikita mo how far you are from God. Lalo na makikita na, and then kinreate niya yung justice so that we can understand if you cross that line, you're not walking in holiness. You know, the amazing thing about this is that in Romans chapter 2, okay, Romans chapter 2, yung background lang nito para maintindihan natin. In Romans, okay, Paul was writing to two groups of people in Rome. He's never been to Rome, but he was writing to these two groups of people because ang iniisip nga, kagaya ng sinabi natin kanina, because we want to be, you know, we want to be at, you know, a cut above the rest. Ang itong mga tao na to, there are two groups of people who were judging each other, and they were using their life, okay, as the standard for their judgment, okay? One group is saying, okay, we're close to God, okay, mas acceptable kami kay God, okay, sabi ng mga Gentiles, we're acceptable to God because we have God's law in our hearts. We might not have the written law, but we have the law of God in our hearts. Therefore, we are closer to God and we are more acceptable to God. Another group is saying, no, you guys got it all wrong. You don't understand the law. You don't understand that we Jews are more acceptable to God because we have the law of Moses. So they were judging each other in accordance to their own holiness. But Paul is saying and writing this to them and saying to them, you know what? You are both wrong. Actually, when you go to chapter 2 and then you go to chapter 3, makikita mo. Okay, later on we will go to that. But let's look at verse 5. But because of your hard and impenitent heart, dahil sobrang tigas ng puso nyo at ayaw nyong magbago, you're storing up wrath for yourself. Okay, this is the justice of God now. Once you, okay, God is holy, everything He does is pure, but everything we do and try to be with God, okay, may malaking gap eh, and we can't reach that gap. Okay, everything we do because of the hardness of our heart and the impenitence of our heart, sabi niya, you are storing up wrath for yourself on the day of wrath, the day of judgment, okay, when God's righteous judgment will be revealed. There will be judgment, and there will be, you know, God will judge people. Look at this next verse. Okay, He will render to each one according to his work. God will render to each one according to his work. What Paul is saying to the, you know, the both Gentiles and Jews, where he's saying, you guys, okay, in everything that you do, God will judge you in according to what you have done. And that's what he's saying. Next, okay, according to his works. Next verse says, those who by patience in well-doing seek for glory, and honor and immortality, He will give eternal life. He will give eternal life. For those people who are seeking God and in honor of God, He will give eternal life. But, verse 8 says, to those who are self-seeking and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, there will be takot, no? Wrath and fury. Because God is holy. He is going to judge in accordance to His holiness. And if you're not afraid of that, be afraid of this. Sabi ni Paul, for God shows no partiality. Because He is so holy, because He is so pure, He will not show partiality or favoritism. Diba? In our day and time, minsan nakikita natin yan, na parang may favorites. Diba? As parents, sometimes, as much as we do not want to do that, okay? Sometimes because of our fallenness, minsan meron pa rin favoritism, no? Ibang tao, no, isa lang anak, kagaya nila Joan sa kani ano, ni Rod, isa lang anak, isa lang favorite nila, di ba? Pero pagka kagaya namin, dalawa anak, minsan as much as you want, you know, I don't like playing favorites. But because of the sinfulness of my heart sometimes, meron pa rin ganun. But God shows no partiality. He does not show favoritism. We will only understand the depths of our sin when we understand the holiness of God. When we understand the depths of our sin, kung kano kabigat yung kasalanan natin. Ano ba yung sin? Well, miss the mark. When we miss the mark, when we violate God's law, because He is so holy, He created this laws, okay? So that we can understand, a little bit of understanding of who He is. Okay? Kasi kung wala yun, hindi mo talaga makalalo makomprehend. Ano ibig sabihin that God is holy? That is why He created His justice. And His justice actually is an implication or parang pinakikita niya, doon yung kanyang holiness. Romans 3:23 says this, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Okay? Kasi nga, God is holy. And in order for us to be able to have a relationship with a holy God, we will try everything we can to cross this gap. God is here. He is holy. We're right here. Unrighteous, full of sin, and utter darkness. Okay? And He is saying, you cannot cross that bridge. Okay? Because all of us have fallen short. Kahit na anong gawin mo. You know, some of us tried it. Some of us tried religion. Some of us tried to do good. Some of us tried to do something, okay? Some of us actually crossed this, okay? Nakaka-cross ka na. Not because of what you did. Pero tingnan lang muna na yan. I'm going ahead of myself. Okay, sabi ng Isaiah 64:6, all our righteous acts are like filthy rags. Now, of course, he is talking about not the righteous acts that you've done after you came to know Jesus. But before you came to know Jesus, before we have surrendered and actually accepted what Christ has done for us, everything, all the righteous acts that we're doing is actually as filthy rags to God. Basahang marumi. That is the justice of God. Look at what J.C. Ryle said. Heaven is a holy place. The Lord in heaven is a holy God. The angels are holy creatures. The inhabitants are holy saints. Holiness is written on everything in heaven. And nothing unholy can enter into this heaven. God is so holy. He's set apart. But He also expressed His holiness in His justice. And when we think about it, when we think about God's justice, lahat po tayo talunan. Lahat tayo, we cannot. There is nothing in us to be able, that we can do to be able to satisfy the holiness of God. Nothing in us. Pero, may good news. Huwag po kayo masyadong malungkot. Okay? The good news is, this is the good news. Okay? Yes, God is holy. Alright? He is just. Okay? He expressed His holiness in His justice, but He also expressed His holiness in His kindness. Diba? Iniisip mo pa lang ngayon. Iniisip mo ngayon, Pastor Albert, paano yan? Sinasama mo, wala namang palang paraan. I can't do anything to cross that gap.
But you know, some of us are trying to so hard to do, you know, to cross that gap, but there is nothing we can do. But before you even think of that, God already thought of that. God already thought of the solution. Okay, before we can even make that leap, okay, to cross that, God actually made a way for us in His kindness. In His kindness. Look at Romans 12, 2:4 says, or do you presume on the riches of His kindness and forbearance and patience, not knowing that God's kindness is meant to lead you to repentance? You know, yung kindness ni God, amazing. He is a holy God. He is set apart. He will not tolerate sin. He will not tolerate sin. Okay? Amazing. In the Old Testament, ang dami pong story kung paano ginawa ni God yung justice niya when people crossed the line. Let me tell you a few stories before we move into this. Okay? Nadab and Abihu. Kilala niyo po ba sila? Anak sila ni Aaron. Aaron is the brother of Moses, who was the high priest. Meron siyang dalawang anak. And they were serving as priests in the temple. Okay? Wala, temple. Okay? Tabernacle pa nun. And then, nag-offer sila ng incense kay God. But it was an incense that was unauthorized by God. Hindi yun hiningi ni God. You know what happened to them? Pati sila nasunog. Because they crossed the line. Because God is saying, I am holy. You can't just go into my temple and bring in unholy things. That can't happen. Here's another story. Another story was, you know, this guy, you know, David, when he heard that the Ark of the Covenant, okay, yung Ark kasi yung Covenant, yung Ark of the Covenant is a picture, okay, kung napanood niyo po yung Lost Ark ni, ano, ni Harrison Ford. Yung parang ganon. Okay, not a lot of you can relate to that already. No? Nahalatayang edad. But the Ark of the Covenant is the, you know, actually signifies the presence of God because dun sa Ark, nandun po yung Ten Commandments. Nandun yung staff ni Aaron. So, dinadala po yun, dinetravel all the way from one place to Jerusalem, okay, on a cart. Merong pong cow, okay, may cow na naghihila, and then may mga tao na nagsusupport dun sa cow. Pero ang nangyari, natapilok yung cow. Okay, hindi ko alam kung paano natapilok. Basta natapilok, alright? And then, yung cart, papagsak. And one of the guys, Uzzah, tried to stop the cart from falling. And upon doing that, he reached into the Ark of the Covenant. You know what happened to him? Namatay. Because that is the holiness of God. Sinasabi na, you know, God is so holy, He cannot allow anything unholy to enter His presence. That's the Old Testament. Okay, in the New Testament, here's the amazing thing. Okay, I don't know if you've heard of the story of Ananias and Sapphira. Ananias and Sapphira in the New Testament, they were offering this. The church was just beginning in Acts, and then people were selling all their things and giving it to the apostles so that they could be in commonality, di ba? Tapos ma-meet yung mga ibang need. And then this couple, si Ananias and Sapphira, started talking. Honey, sigurado ka ba bibigyan natin lahat? Alam mo, honey, iniisip ko rin nga eh. Bigyan na lang natin mga 80%. Tapos sabihin natin, okay, so ganun sila, bulungan sila ngayon. No? So pagdating nila roon sa apostles, pagbigay nila nung, pag nauna si Sapphira, okay, Sapphira, o kung gusto mo, si Sapphira, no? Nauna si Sapphira nun, binigay niya yung offering and then sabi niya, this is all we got from the property we sold. And then the apostles said, why are you lying to the Holy Spirit of God? Okay? The moment that word came out of the mouth of the apostles, Sapphira just fell flat on her face and died. And while she was being carried out of the place, okay, her husband came. And so proud, saying, pare, ito matutuwa yung mga apostles sa akin ito. Bibigay ko lahat. Pero hindi na lamig. So pagdating na pumasok siya, sabi, here are all the money. Okay, my wife and I don't know. And sabi ng apostle, why did you connive with your wife? Why did you lie to the Holy Spirit? Boom, he died. Because God is holy. He demands justice. Here's another guy, Herod the Great. Herod the Great was proclaiming something to the people. And people were praising him and saying, this is not the voice of man, but the voice of God. And because he did not acknowledge God, you know what happened to him? an angel of the Lord struck him, and the worms ate him. Grabe naman, Pastor, nakaka-encourage. Eh, kasi nga, yun yung justice ni God. Yun yung justice niya. Eh, ganun ka-holy si God. He would not let anything unholy enter His presence. But the good news is, His holiness is also expressed in His kindness. And saying all that, ang sinasabi ko, sinasabi ni God sa atin, you know what, you have to understand that it is His kindness that will lead you to repentance. He is giving you opportunity and time to turn away from your sin so that you will experience His forgiveness, His holiness. Here's what NLT says, New Living Translation of the same verse. Don't you realize how kind, how tolerant, and patient God is with you? Don't you care? Can't you see how kind He has been in giving you time to turn from your sin? Our God, yes, He is holy. Yes, He is just. But He is also full of kindness. Okay? Good news is not as much as we try to cross that bridge and that gap, God already made it possible for us when He sent Jesus Christ. Okay? Huwag po tayo malungkot. Dapat magsaya tayo ngayon. Dapat, you know, we should be worshiping God. We should be clapping our hands kasi yung hindi natin pwedeng magawa, ginawa ni God para sa atin. Amen? I think He deserves a clap for that. Okay? Pero because of the teaching today, there's so many teachings that we are hearing. And one of the things that sometimes have given less importance to the holiness of God is the idea that everything is grace. That just because you are saved by grace, you know, we think that we shouldn't be living holy life anymore. Hindi kailangan yun. Basta ma-save lang ako, okay na yun. Basta I just, you know, basta ikinonfess ko lang that Jesus is my Lord. Kahit walang nagbabago sa buhay ko, okay na yun. No, that is not what God is saying. Okay, when Jesus died on the cross, He did not change the rule. He still expects us to live a holy life. Jesus said, I am perfect, I am holy, so you be holy. But that holiness is not something that we can do. It is something that God has given us. You know, I sense that there are people here that needs to hear this. Let us not think that God is allowing you to live in your sin and not judging you. He is just. But you're saying, Pastor, okay naman, ginagawa ko ta. It's not, you know, I know it's not in accordance to God's will, but I'm okay. Wala namang ginagawa si God sa akin. Wala namang conviction, wala namang nangyari sa akin. You know, this, let me give this verse to you as a warning. 2 Peter 3:9 says, The Lord is not slow to fulfill His promise, as some count slowness, but is what? Say that again. Towards you, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should reach repentance. You know, God is so holy, set apart. Nothing can we compare Him to. And He is so just. And He will not let sin go unpunished. But when there is sin, He will punish it. But He is also so kind. Okay? He's so kind. He's so loving. He's so patient with us. So that we will be able to experience His goodness. And that, my friend, was done on the cross. When Jesus died on that cross, what He was saying to God the Father, Father, I know that You want these people to be with You. And there is no way they can do that on their own. I am willing to give My life for them as a living sacrifice so that they'll be able to have a relationship with You. God is a holy God. God is a holy God. You know, that is the only attribute of God that was repeated 3 times. when the angel of the Lord was coming, okay, in the very presence of God. When they were at the very presence of God, they were crying out, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty." They weren't saying, "Mercy, mercy, mercy is the Lord Almighty." No, they're talking about that God is holy. And the only response that we should have in understanding that God is holy is worship. Worship. Fall flat on our faces and on our knees and saying, "God, thank you for your goodness. Thank you that you are so kind, okay, not to judge me in accordance to my own work, but judging me in accordance to what your Son has done on the cross for me."